The Dodgers hosting the Reds. Justin Turner fresh off the DL, ready for this one. Looking to make a mark early in the bottom of the first. Scoreless game, a man on. Turner facing Amir Garrett.
Would be an off day, unless he takes tomorrow off, and then they plays the Sunday off day.
Well hit to left. It's on its way, and in his first at-bat back, Justin Turner hits a home run into the bullpen, and the Dodgers take a 2-0 lead.
Missed 19 games, and they missed his bat. Only the second home run of the year for Justin Turner.
2-1 the count. Ground ball hits slowly down to third base. Going to be tough play. Buchanan picks it up, throws it wide at first base. One run is in. Two runs are in, and the runners will go to second and third and hold. On a high bouncer off the bat of Austin Barnes, it plates two.
Gutierrez is just 1-for-14 with runners in scoring position. 2-for-50. Taylor comes in to score. Here comes Seager, and he will score. A 2-RBI single for Franklin Gutierrez. Dodgers lead it 6-1. Kenta Maeda is now on in relief, making his first appearance out of the bullpen since his first year in professional baseball in Hiroshima. Two gone. Well, Kenta Maeda. 0-2, Alcantara is done. 5 strikeouts for Maeda. That's the first out of the 8th. Hamilton heading back at the wall. Leafs can't get it. Home run. Kike Hernandez, home run number 5, has given the Dodgers now a 7-1 lead.
The Dodgers take out the Reds 7-2. Rich Hill the win, allowing one run in 5 innings, striking out 5. Kenta Maeda, in his first career relief appearance, tosses 4 innings, allowing just 1 run. He picks up his first career save. Amir Garrett had to leave the game in the 2nd inning after taking a line drive off his left hand. X-rays were negative. Joey Votto homered for the 3rd straight game in the loss. Not a bad way to come off the DL for Justin Turner. He hits a 2-run homer to get LA started. He talked to the media after the game.
I have no idea. It just felt good to be back out here and back in the lineup trying to help us win ball games again.
How did the body feel? You said you were feeling good earlier, but how about now?
Yeah, I felt great all night. Didn't really have to run too hard. Had a couple plays on Gutierrez, a single, and then Logan hit a ball up the middle. I thought I was going to maybe have to try to score on, but, come out of it feeling pretty good.
Watching Kenta Maeda come out of the pen tonight is a new thing for everyone to see. He seemed to have a different look in his eyes. Did you sense that as well?
Yeah, he looked great. The velo was up. I saw him hit 93, 94 a couple times and threw the ball well. And, it's nice when you have those starters down in the bullpen and we can get through a game with 2 guys. I think that's Kenta's first save. So we've done it a couple times this year with the multiple inning save.
The offense has been a bit sluggish over the last few weeks. How important to sort of open things up today?
Yeah, we've ran into some tough pitching the last 3 series. So want to get out, get ahead early, and did a nice job tonight getting Rich some runs, and he settled down and threw the ball good too.
Cody Bellinger thought this game was over and starts walking in, and you guys all start harassing him. Is he going to pay for that from you guys later?
He will hear about it. Man, I can't even talk right now.
That's right. I'll let you go now. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
The Dodgers defeat the Reds. Manager Dave Roberts spoke after.
I think that the lane that he likes to pitch out of and, get the baseball to home plate was much more consistent. The fastball had the life in the zone that that we like to see, and he was striking the breaking ball. And I think that there was a point where, I think it was that 3rd inning where they were spoiling a lot of pitches, but he was throwing the curveball for a strike, but they were just kind of battling and competing. But, ball out of the hand was really good tonight.
You put Maeda in the middle of the game. Can you talk about that?
Well, it's, a tandem type situation or, a guy coming out of the pen with length. And we want to be very cognizant of keeping Kenta's pitch count up, keeping him sharp. And, tonight what Kenta did saved everybody else in the pen. And I thought Kenta threw the baseball as well as he has this season. The velocity got to 94. The slider was sharp again. He was striking his breaking ball early. And he was filling up the strike zone. So it was a lot of good from Kenta and Rich. And so on the pitching side, some good things.
What do you think you saw Kenta?
I think that if you look at tonight, there might have been one non-competitive pitch. And it was a fastball that he tried to get up in the zone that missed, up. But outside of that, everything, for the most part, was presented as a strike. And there was a couple changeups that didn't really get there. But I think for the most part, the intent to attack the strike zone was there. And it might have also been a mindset where you're looking at the scoreboard and, you know, the most you're going to be able to go is four innings. So there's no pacing yourself coming across your mind. And he was on the attack all night long.
Do you think
Kent is very competitive, as are all of our pitchers. But, you know, when what happened to Ryu a couple weeks ago and you saw what he did out of the pen and did in his start, you know, once Woody got hurt. And I think that, yeah, Kent is very competitive and wanted to show that, you know, he's worthy of another opportunity in the rotation. So it's not something that we understand that he's trying to get outs. We all get that. But I think today in that small sample is more what we need to see from Kenton. It was really good. You can't anticipate a homer, you know, his first at bat, but this guy's got he's got a great head. He's got a good pulse. And for him to take that first at bat and get us on the board and give us a two-run lead, I think that was huge for us, all of us. And really, I think that we talk about a lot of our players that really are special, but JT seems to, you know, that blue collar goes unnoticed, but what he does as the glue to our offense, the clubhouse, it doesn't go unnoticed in there, and it was big.
There's also a lot of talk.
He did, and I think that, you know, with the four-man bench that we're running out there, and, you know, obviously we know with Goody limited on the defensive side, but he's here to hit left-handed pitching, and I haven't lost confidence in him. So, you know, to have, you know, their left-hander out there today, and I like him in the batter's box, and he hasn't swung the bat, I know, the way he wants to, but he put some good at-bats out there today, and I think got him a little bit of confidence, and so I got him out of there, you know, with the defense and get Yasiel in there, but I think it was good for his confidence today, and, you know, so when that left-hander comes in there, he'll be ready to hit him. You know, I think we're gonna stand pat right now. I think the next few days he'll be down, and, you know, unless something unforeseen happens to one of our starters, I think that he'll be in this role, and I can't say exactly, you know, when he'll be up again or in a game, but I know the next 3 days, you know, I don't see him in that situation. I see him in a situation where he gets his rest and try to keep him as close to his turn and put him in a situation where he can, you know, eat up 4 or 5 innings.
Up next, the series against the Reds continues on Saturday with Alex Wood on the hill.